This is the Sakar Merli of the 19th of November 2025. Essence, sweet children, you have to remain constantly on the gallows of remembrance. It is only by your having remembrance that you souls will become real gold. Question. What power instantly changes your criminal eyes? Answer. When you souls receive the power of the third eye of this knowledge, all criminality finishes. The Father's Srimat is, children, all of you are brothers and brothers and sisters. Your eyes must never become criminal. You must constantly stay in the intoxication of remembrance. Wonderful, wonderful fortune, God is teaching us. Think in this way and you will remain intoxicated. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to the sweetest spiritual children. You children know that the spiritual father, who is also a soul, is perfect and that he never has any rust on him. Would Shiv Baba say that he has rust on him? Absolutely not. This Dada was fully covered with rust. The Father has entered him, and so he receives that help. The main thing is that souls have become impure by having the rust of the five vices on them. To the extent that you remember the Father, accordingly the rust will continue to be removed. You have been listening to the stories of the path of devotion for birth after birth. The things you hear now are unique. You are now receiving this knowledge from the ocean of knowledge. You have an aim and objective in your intellects. There is no aim or objective in any other spiritual gathering. According to the drama plan, they simply say that God is omnipresent and continue to defame him. They don't understand that this is a drama and that the creator and director is also bound by the drama. Although he is remembered as the Almighty Authority, you know that he too is moving along on the rails of the drama. Baba himself comes and explains to you children. He says, I teach you according to the imperishable part that is recorded in myself, this soul. Whatever I explain to you is fixed in the drama. You now have to become the most elevated human beings at this most elevated confluence age. These are the versions of God. The Father says, you children have to make effort and become like this Lakshmi Narayan. No human beings can say that you have to become the masters of the world. You know that you have come here to become the masters of the world, to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. You have been listening to stories for birth after birth on the path of devotion, but you didn't understand anything. You now understand that it truly used to be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan in heaven. That doesn't exist now. The Trimurti has also been explained to you children. The original eternal deity religion is established through Brahma. In the Golden Age, there was just the one religion. There were no other religions. That religion doesn't exist now, but it is being established once again. The Father says, I come at the confluence age of every cycle to teach you children. This is a university. You children have to reform your characters here. The five vices have to be removed. You used to go in front of the deities and sing, you are full of all virtues and we are sinners. The people of Bharat were deities. In the Golden Age, Lakshmi and Narayan were worthy of worship, whereas now in the Iron Age they have become worshippers. They are now becoming worthy of worship. They were worthy of worship, Satobhritan souls. Their bodies too were Satobhritan. As is a soul, so the jewellery. When gold has alloy mixed into it, its value is reduced so much. Your value too was very high. Your value has now decreased so much. You were worthy of worship and have now become worshippers. The more yoga you have, the more the rust will be removed. Your love for the Father will continue to increase and you will experience happiness. Baba tells you clearly, children, keep a chart of how much you stay in remembrance throughout the whole day. The expression, pilgrimage of remembrance, is right. By staying in remembrance and thereby having your rust removed, your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Those guides take you physically on a pilgrimage. Here, you souls are yourselves on a pilgrimage. You have to go to the supreme region because the drama cycle is now coming to an end. You know that this world is very dirty. No one knows God, or nor will they know him. This is why it is said, some have non-loving intellects at the time of destruction. For them, this hell is like heaven. These things cannot sit in their intellects. You children need a lot of solitude in order to churn this knowledge. You have very good solitude here, and this is why Madhuban is praised. You children should experience great happiness. God is teaching us embodied souls. He taught us in the same way in the previous cycle. This isn't a question of Sri Krishna. He was a small child. He is a soul, whereas this one is the supreme soul. Sri Krishna, the number one soul, then became the last number, and so his name was changed. His name would definitely be different in the last of his many births. This one was called Dada Lakraj. This is the last of his many births. The Father says, I enter this one and teach you Raj Yoga. The Father definitely has to enter someone. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. The Father teaches you children, and only you study this. This knowledge won't exist in the Golden Age. There is just the reward. The Father comes at the confluence age and gives you this knowledge, and you then attain your status. This is the time to claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father. Therefore, you children should not be careless. When Maya makes you very careless, it is understood that this is not in your fortune. The Father inspires you to make effort. There is so much difference in your fortune then. Some pass and some fail. In order to become double-crowned, you do have to make some effort. The father says you can stay at home with your families. You children have to settle your debts with your physical father. You have to be very lawful. In this world, everything is unlawful. You know that you used to be so elevated, and that you then continued to come down. You now have to become pure. All of you are children of Prajapita Brahma. You are BKs. Therefore, because all of you are brothers and sisters, there must not be any criminal vision. The father shows you this tactic. All of you continually say, Baba, Baba. Therefore you are brothers and sisters. All of you call God Baba. Souls say that they are the children of Shiv Baba. Then, when in bodies, they are brothers and sisters. So why should there be criminal vision? You can explain this at big gatherings. All of you are brothers. Then creation is created through Prajapita Brahma, and so all of you are brothers and sisters. There is no other relationship. All of us are the children of the One Father. Since we are the children of the One Father, how can we indulge in vice? We are all brothers, and also brothers and sisters. The father has explained that these eyes are very deceitful. As soon as the eyes see something good, the heart wants to have it. If the eyes don't see anything, there would be no desires. This criminal vision has to be changed. Brothers and sisters must not indulge in vice. That vision must be removed. There has to be the power of the third eye of this knowledge. You have done everything with your eyes for half a cycle. Now the father asks, how can all the rust be removed? We souls who were pure have become rusty. The more you remember the Father, the more love you will have for him. Love is forged by having remembrance, not by studying. This is the ancient yoga of Bharat, through which you souls become pure and go back home. All brothers have to be given the introduction of their Father. Through the notion of omnipresence, everyone has fallen down very forcefully. The father says, according to the drama, this is now in your part. The kingdom definitely has to be established. Whatever effort each of you made in the previous cycle, you will definitely do the same again. You continue to observe as detached observers. Many will come and see your exhibitions. This is your godly mission. This is the incorporeal godfatherly mission. Those people have a Christian mission or a Buddhist mission, whereas this is incorporeal God's mission. The incorporeal one definitely enters a body. You incorporeal souls used to live with me. It isn't in anyone's intellect what this drama is like. Everyone in Ravan's kingdom has a non-loving intellect. You now have to have love for the Father. You promised, mine is one and none other. You have to become conquerors of attachment. This requires a lot of effort. This is like climbing onto the gallows. To remember the Father means to climb onto the gallows. You souls have to forget your bodies and go to the Father by having remembrance. Remembrance of the Father is most essential. How else could the rust be removed? You children should have the happiness inside you that Shiv Baba is teaching you. If someone outside were to hear this, he would ask, "What are you saying?" Because they believe Sri Krishna to be God. You children are now very happy that you are going to the kingdom of Sri Krishna. You too can become princes and princesses. He is the first prince. He lives in the new house. The children who take birth later will all have come later. However, they will take birth in heaven. You too can become princes of heaven. Not everyone can claim the first number. The rosary will be created number-wise. The father says, "Children, make a lot of effort. You have come here to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. This story is of the true Narayan. You never heard anyone say it is the story of the true Lakshmi. Everyone loves Sri Krishna. They rock Sri Krishna in a cradle. Why not Radha? According to the drama plan, his name has been remembered. Radha is equal to him. So why is there so much more love for Sri Krishna? Such is his part in the drama. Sons are always loved more. A father is so happy to see sons. When someone has a son, he becomes very happy. If he has a daughter, he continues to joke. Some would even kill her. Characters have become so different in Ravan's kingdom. You sing, you are full of all virtues, .. We are without virtue. The father says, now become virtuous again. You now understand that you have become the masters of the world many times. You now have to become those again. You children should be very happy. Oh ho, Shiv Baba is teaching us. Sit and think about this. God is teaching us. Wonderful fortune, wonderful. Just by thinking in this way, you should become very intoxicated. Wonderful, wonderful fortune. We have found the unlimited Father, and we will only remember Baba. We have to imbibe purity. We are becoming this, and are therefore imbibing divine virtues. This too is Manmanabhav. Baba is making us this. This is a matter of practical experience. The father advises you, sweetest children, to write your charts. Sit in solitude and talk to yourself. Wear this badge over your heart. We are becoming this by following God Srimat. Look at it and continue to love them. By having remembrance of Baba, we are becoming this. Baba, it is the wonder of you. Baba, previously we didn't know that you would make us into the masters of the world. People who do intense devotion are ready to cut their throats and sacrifice their lives in order to have a vision. Only by doing that do they have a vision. The rosary of devotees is only of such devotees. there is also regard for devotees. Devotees of the Iron Age are like emperors. You children now love the unlimited Father. You mustn't remember anyone but the one Father. Your line should be very clear. Our 84 births have now come to an end. We will now fully follow the Father's orders. Lust is the greatest enemy. We mustn't be defeated by lust. If you are defeated by it, you will have to repent. And then what will you do? Your bones will be completely broken. Very severe punishment is received. Instead of your rust being removed, you will become covered with even more rust. You will be unable to have yoga. It will be very difficult to stay in remembrance. Many tell tall stories, saying that they continually stay in remembrance of Baba. However, Baba knows that they are not able to do that. Maya creates many storms in this. Some even have such dreams that they are troubled by them. This knowledge is very simple. Even a small child can explain it. However, there are problems on the pilgrimage of remembrance. You mustn't become happy by thinking that you do a lot of service. You must continue to do your incognito service of remembrance. This one has the intoxication of being the only son of Shiv Baba. Baba is the creator of the world, and so I will definitely become a master of heaven. There should be internal happiness. I am going to become a prince. However, I am unable to stay in remembrance as much as you children are. Baba has to think about many things. You children must never become jealous and think that Baba offers great hospitality to eminent people. In order to benefit someone, the Father feels the pulse of each one and interacts with him accordingly. The teacher knows how to handle each student. You children should not have any doubts about this. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Sit in solitude and talk to yourself. In order to have the rust removed from your soul, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. 2. Don't have doubts about anything or become jealous. Maintain your internal happiness. Continue to be your incognito service. Blessing. May you be a renunciate and an elevated, fortunate soul, and play your part of changing from a beggar to a prince in a practical way. Just as the future world emperor will be a bestower, in the same way, let the sanskars of your being a bestower emerge now. Do not ever think that you will give salvation to someone only after receiving salvation from someone else. You are known as a beggar to a prince. You yourself must not have any thought of taking. You are not a beggar of any temporary desire. Only you beggars become perfect images. those who now play their parts of changing from a beggar to a prince in a practical way are constant renunciates and have elevated fortune. By having renunciation, you create your fortune for all time. Slogan: in order to remain happy all the time, be seated on the seat of a detached observer and observe every game. Aviat signal: increase the practice of the bodiless stage, Ashariri and Videhi, in order to experience your bodiless stage. Let there not be any attachment to anything, even in your thoughts, in a subtle way. There should be no attachment to any relatives or connection, or to anyone's specialities. If there is any attachment to your own speciality, that attachment will create bondages and will not allow you to become bodiless. Om Shanti.